And for the first time ever, we can say it is the World Series edition of our Budweiser from the Dugout, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, as we broadcast live from Progressive Field prior to Game 1 of the 2016 World Series, the Indians and the Chicago Cubs. Of course, we'll have it tonight on AM 930 WEOL. Pre-game festivities will get underway at 7 o'clock right here on WEOL. First pitch here at Progressive Field is set for 8:08. Tim Elkhorn along with Rob Polinski. Right down below us, Matt Lodi, and sprinting. Yes, sprinting to join us on AM 930 WEOL. And I'm quoting that exactly from the text, Joel Hammond from the Cleveland Indians. You're not even out of breath. You couldn't have been sprinting that hard, Joel.
I didn't run that fast, but it's been that kind of a day. I forgot about you four times, so sorry about that, but I'm here now. Hello, Rob.
How you doing?
You're doing great.
If there's one of us that could sprint, it would be you.
I am in fairly decent shape, so if I had to sprint, I can do it. Don't worry.
Well, the recurring theme with Bobby D and Rosie has been, as much as you are professionals and as much as you are part of a professional baseball organization, how doggone cool is this? I mean, you try to keep that professional demeanor, and yet here you are, Game 1 of the World Series. How awesome is this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, 13 was one thing. We went to the wild card game. We had that one celebration in Minnesota, and Bobby D and Curtis and Rosie have been through this before. This is really my fourth year with the team. This is really my first time kind of going through this. And it's been cool. You know, I was there in Detroit, was there in Boston as we clinched both, was part of those celebrations, a very, very minor part of the celebration, but it's a special time. I'm just happy for the players and the staff, just all the work those guys put in. It starts, you know, before February. I talked earlier today. It starts in January at TribeFest and voluntary workouts and goes into spring training. You know, people think spring training's a breeze. Spring training's a grind. You guys see it.
Wahoo week.
And then we go right into the season, and, it's a long season. I'm just happy for our players and our staff to be able to experience all this and have some success.
Talk a little bit about what this means to this organization. I mean, everybody takes their share of arrows through time, just through a season. What this means for the organization to be playing in this game and in this series?
Yeah, I think it's vindicated a lot of the things that we've preached and we've done. You know, Mark Shapiro talked when he was here a lot about, you know, hiring the right people, allowing them to grow in their positions. And you see Mike Chernoff do that, and Chris Antonetti elevate up the ladder from the front office perspective. You talk about the young guys that we've drafted and developed, from Kipnis to Chiz to Cody Allen to Frankie Lindor to Danny Salazar, Jose Ramirez. So I think it's vindicated, maybe wrong word, maybe validated some of the things that we've done and the areas we've improved. And then, you know, you talk about the biggest deal of them all was Andrew Miller. That was born out of being able to have the depth in our farm system to pull something like that off, the quality and the depth to pull that off. So it certainly, I think, validated a lot of things that we've tried to do and preach over the last few years.
It's interesting you bring up that deal, because shortly after that trade was consummated, Matt and I had a From the Dugout show, and we had Cherney on the show. And I said, as much as you guys are ingrained and engrossed in analytics and all the stats, at some point you just have to let your gut say, this is a deal we have to make. And I'll never forget Cherney saying, yeah, our gut said this is the guy we want. Even if we think we might be overpaying a little bit, you have to go with your gut instinct at time. And wow, did that pay off.
Yeah, I mean, there's two parts to that deal, right? It's being able to have the depth to pull that off from a minor league standpoint, right? To have the depth in your farm system, pull that off. But it's also to be able to build the major league team that puts yourself in the position to be willing to make that deal. And I think both of those things kind of came together at the same time. And it's gonna stink watching Clint Frazier play for the New York Yankees and Justice Sheffield. But you see the fruits of that again from both a farm system perspective, but also our big league team, building a team that's capable of winning the World Series. And I think if we win the World Series with Andrew Miller anchoring the bullpen, then we'll be able to stomach whatever Clint Frazier does.
Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond from the Cleveland Indians. Rob or Matt,
how satisfying and maybe even surprising is this, considering the fact all the injuries that the Indians face? It seems like a team market size of the Indians, everything has to go perfect to get here, and that was far from that this year.
Yeah, so you said it right, Rob. I think with our organization, I think a lot of things have to go right. So when maybe you whiff on a couple, or not whiff, but a couple of your biggest free agent deals don't pan out, that stings a little bit. So this year you're thinking, as these injuries mount and pile up, that, oh, there's no way these guys can withstand that. I think that's part of, you know, the whole Hoynesy thing was a little, it was fun, and it was probably overblown a little bit, but I think where that came from was our guys saw that as, hey, look, we've overcome everything that's been thrown at us to this point. Why don't you give us a chance to overcome this latest thing with Cookie? And you know, I think our guys have proven that we deserve that chance.
How many media are here?
Oh, we have 700 media members.
Could we cut that in half and get rid of most of these people?
What do you mean? This is close enough to From the Dugout. This is kind of From the Dugout.
He's assuming he'd be in the top.
I'll tell you what.
I'm assuming I'd be in 125 like I am every game of the season.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Wrigley Field does not have this kind of auxiliary press box. So everybody, you know, we've heard, and this happened in 13 too, but this is actually comparable.
No, this is good. Yeah. How you guys have done this is fantastic, because I was telling these guys in 97 and 95, we were out there before they built this, but this is cool. But we need to streamline some of these people.
Luckily, at this point of the year, we can blame it all on MLB because they take over this entire process.
But one thing they have not taken over, the Indians' Twitter account. You guys on social media, I think, are phenomenal. Just talk about some of the things that go into that and what you put up on Twitter and just some of the things that are really fan interactive, because I think the Indians' Twitter account is so cool. There's so much that's happening with it, and I know you're involved with that.
Yeah, the good news is the Cubs are in town, and I actually my counterpart at the Cubs is a good friend of mine, and so we'll have some fun during the World Series. So we've heard a lot of people talk about, well, you know, it's these two teams are great, but it'll be fun to watch on social media too. So really our perspective on social is we want to know what our fans are talking about, and we want to be part of the conversation. So whether that's, you know, tweeting out a photo of Tim Tebow in an Indians uniform when that whole thing broke about him wanting to play baseball. Kobe Bryant retired. This is in the offseason, of course, but Kobe Bryant announced his retirement. We put him in an Indians uniform, asked him if he wanted to play for the Indians. And, you know, I mean, we were pretty active last week in taking our jabs at Jose Bautista and the Blue Jays. I mean, again, that's something that our fans are talking about. You know, again, I think our players deserve the benefit of that. I think our players and us as an organization were a little fed up with, you know, we were accused of stealing signs by the Tigers in mid-September. The Red Sox accused us of stealing signs. And then Jose Bautista, you know, essentially said that the strike zone was too big for him. And so, you know, our fans are talking about that. We want to be the voice of our fans and get in the conversation. And so we had our fun with that.
I do have a serious question.
Sure.
Have you guys worked – or did you work at all with the Cavaliers, knowing back in August potentially this could happen? I mean, from the standpoint of this, I mean, it's a totally separate entity, but in reality, it's a lot of people are acting, of course, like today is one big event, which is cool. But on the other hand, I don't know of any other event. I've never seen this in any sport where you've had this, you know, this big of an event here, where not even 50 yards, 100 yards away, you're getting a championship banner and an opener for an NBA team.
This is crazy. I'm just looking at the plaza right now, and it's just, I mean,
that's awesome. You can't even move, I don't think, out there.
Awesome.
But how much of that back and forth did you guys, your front office, have with the Cavs? Or, you know, or did that have anything to do with the start time being moved?
You know, I don't know that answer for absolute certain, but I'm sure there were conversations about, you know, heck, we started planning for the postseason. We're in first place in late July. We start planning for our postseason operationally and ticket-wise and all that stuff. So I'm sure our ballpark ops folks and gateway security and all that stuff had conversation with the Cavaliers. How are we going to handle this? I don't know how involved we were with the decision for the Cavs to move it up a little bit. I think that was probably, and we certainly appreciate it, their decision to give their fans the opportunity to watch their thing. And if some of them wanted to come over here or whatever. But I'm sure there were conversations. I mean, truthfully, we probably didn't get too deep into those discussions just because we didn't, you know, it was a possibility. Somebody dug it up in like August that it was a possibility, but heck, we, you know, I don't think anybody, you know, we didn't know we were going to be here. So
the first person I ever heard mention it was Austin Carr on your guys' telecast.
Yeah.
Because he's, and then everybody, I was like, really? And everybody started looking it up, and then Twitter caught on, and it was like, October 25th, the greatest day in Cleveland sports history, which is I wrote about this morning, but I just think it's just incredible.
Yeah, the short answer was I'm sure there were some minor discussions early on, hey, if this does happen, what do we do?
Right.
But I'm sure once we beat Toronto, that's when the conversations really, you know, began in earnest.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Hey, I know everybody in this organization is flying around like crazy people, so we'll let you scoot.
You
I can't thank you enough.
You got it.
Not only for this time, but for what you've done for Matt and I all year long.
Sure.
It's been a joy to sit down and have conversations with you. Look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely.
Thanks for telling me about the lousy auxiliary box in Wrigley Field, because I'm heading out there.
Well,
I'll be,
you'll
in
be
Chicago.
Outside, so dress warmly. You'll be outside.
Probably well, snow out
so we'll
Wrigley.
See you in the Windy
and
City.
So I will be there.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Good.
Have a great day. Enjoy
Thanks,
the game.
Joel.
Yep.
You too. Joel Hammond joining us from the Indians as he stops by our Budweiser from the dugout, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Again, the Indians' Twitter is just phenomenal because it's very interactive. It's not just very boring facts and figures. I mean, it's video and it's stuff with the fans and it's a lot of creative input. I think Joel does a fabulous job with it. I really do. All right, quick timeout. More to come on our Budweiser from the dugout. We are live at Progressive Field, getting you ready for game one of the 2016 World Series, the Indians and the Chicago Cubs. Stay with us on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, and Matt online
at WEOL.com.